This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Tell me when. I can't see the thing behind me. Okay. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Hand Me My Purse, the podcast. I am Mimi Walker, and I will be your forever host each and every single time you tune into this podcast. So go ahead and get comfortable. Get yourself a glass of your favorite beverage, whether that's alkaline water, red Kool-Aid, a hot cup of tea with honey, a glass of Cabernet Sauvignon, or Hennessy, and light yourself a candle, some incense, or burn some sage, and just get ready to chill out and have a good time.
What's up? What's up? What's up, friends and kin? It is Mimi Walker, the one and only resident Auntie Supreme here at Hand Me My Purse, the podcast. And welcome back from my short but long summer 2022 hiatus. Today I'm sipping on one of my favorite things ever, a canned cocktail. If you are a listener of the show, you already know that's how I get down. I love a canned cocktail. This one is produced and bottled right here in Baltimore City. Well, maybe not Baltimore City, but Baltimore, Maryland. You know, sometimes they get tricky saying Baltimore, Maryland, and it's really like the county. If you know, you know. Anyway, it's called Fisher's Island Lemonade Pink Flamingo. And I found it at my all-time favorite liquor store. And it says on the can that it's vodka and whiskey with natural juice and flavors, whatever the hell that means.
The hell?
It is 7% alcohol, which isn't too bad, but just enough to give me a nice little, not even a buzz, because I'm not even buzzed, but just a nice little woo, which is always what I'm looking for. I'm not looking to get drunk. I don't ever want to be drunk again in my life if I can avoid that. And I don't want to feel like I'm not feeling anything. I just want a little
Ooh.
What in the world is that?
Like I said, I didn't want anything too heavy for this episode. I wanted to be focused. I wanted to be here, present with you, because I've been gone for a little while. So I went with this one. It's tasty. It's not strong and it's not sweet, but just a nice even taste. It kind of tastes a little bit like a watered down strong cocktail. And I liked it. So I'd buy it again. It's a win for me. And I'm going to link in the show notes where you guys can find it online. Well, actually, I'm just going to link to their page, their website, excuse me. And y'all can find it and check it out when you want. Now, let's move on into the show because it has been too long. All right, so for this episode's jam, I chose a song. I'm sure. So let me just say this. My friends, my family, I'm going to support them. I'm going to do that, especially if they have supported me. And earlier this summer, I guess it might have been either episode 46 or 45, a friend of mine, Bianca, also known as B. Jamil, is working with her musical partner, I guess I would say. I don't know. I'm not putting no labels on it because it's not like they're in a relationship, but they're in a musical relationship, a creative relationship. They created an album or an EP, and it is called Melodisiac. And his name is Jay Soul. Her name is B. Jamil. Bianca was on episode 13, which is a part of the series about Black dating dating in the Black community. It's a great episode. Check it out. I'm actually going to link it in the show notes. So check it out if you want to. It was a really great, very mature conversation between two sisters just talking about dating and what it's like to be single, trying to date in the world today. But anyway, back to the jam. So they released an EP in August. I want to say maybe August 14th, August 19th, August 14th, mid-August, called Melodisiac. The last episode I had, it was probably either episode 46 or maybe even episode 45. They released a single. That was my jam for that episode. Now it's the end of the summer. They've released their EP and I'm back again because I want you guys to go check it out. It is this song is actually called Acceptance, and Bianca wrote and performed it. It's produced by Jay Soul. And the song is just about self-acceptance. Even in the midst of your flaws, your imperfections, your not all the way super great moments, energies, or things, it's just about accepting who you are. And I'm going to read some of the lyrics. Eyes that lie, glistening with the false sheen of two rubbed stone, grotesque silhouette, edge and bone. Heights to fly, doomed with jagged and flawed wings, no favor owned, no gumption or neatness, bred or honed. Ragged with the fear, cursed to concern, too rattled to hear, too cautious to learn. Her brows somehow brooding but beguiling, to suffer her meekness is to be charmed alone. First of all, the fact that she wrote that, come on now. That was good. And here's the secret about me. I do not like spoken word poetry. I think I said that before. This is not really, I mean, I spoke it, you know, I read it to you, but I didn't have to. I just wanted you guys to hear it because it's so beautifully written that without the music, like the words, the prose stands on its own. Sheer magnificence. It's great. It's lovely. And I'm not bullshitting. I'm not just saying this because it's been a long time since I've done this and I'm having a hard time with my words. Slow down, baby. Take your time. Anyway, I'm not just saying this because Bianca is my friend, but it is absolutely beautifully written. And the fact that her voice is angelic just adds to its greatness. So go check it out. Again, the song is called Acceptance. Of course, it will be linked in the show notes. Download and stream the EP Melodisiac by Jay Soul and B. Jamil. And you're welcome. Yes, you are welcome. I love good music. We love good music over here. Not good music like the Kanye good music. We love, although I do like some of Kanye's music, not good music, the record label. We love delicious music here at Hand Me My Purse. So go do yourself a favor and check it out.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Now let's get into the show.
Well, hello, 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 friends and kin. What a guan. How y'all been? What's been up? Sac passe. And then you will say, naboule, because I know different languages, okay? I like to go into teachers' classrooms at work because, yes, I said school has started. And I go in and I speak Spanish to the students or I speak French to the students. Not too much because I'm not like fluent in any of these. Or now I've incorporated Haitian Creole when I'm talking to them. And they're just like,
wow.
Although some of them really could care less. And I don't care that they don't care. But anyway, moving forward. So it feels like it's been forever in a day since I put out a new episode. Maybe because it has been forever in a day since I put out a new episode. And in today's episode, I just want to talk about a few things. Summer is very, very close. About a week. A week away from coming to a close. And my summer was spent mainly in reflection mode, but more so spent learning or unlearning, maybe. I didn't take any vacations this year, not a nary one. And that is very unlike me. That's not normal me behavior. I like to go, go, go and get the hell out of Dodge when it is all hot and summery outside. So while y'all were out gallivanting all across the nation and some of you all across the globe, I was at home. I was working. I was going to therapy weekly. I was actually dealing with some mild depression, actually. And you heard exactly what I said, mild. It wasn't a spicy depression. It was just a mild depression. And the reason that I say that it wasn't a spicy depression was because I had a pretty decent hold on it. But I had a decent hold on it because I go to therapy weekly. But and I'm very involved in my healing. Like I'm actively healing. Like I'm not going to therapy and letting her just do the work. Like I'm doing the work. But either way, it was a depression nonetheless. And it required some really specific focus and attention. And it was very specific and intense. And I had to really hunker down and like dig deep. So that's what I did. I dug deep and I looked at what, or my therapist and I looked at what the hell was going on. I got to the root and then started digging my way out of this mild depression. And at the root of it was my struggle with being patient, my desire to be in control of outcomes, and wanting to get a hold of things before they got a hold of me. And at the end of the day, it was all deep-seated energy surrounding my issues around being uncomfortable with uncertainty, which is something I talk about a lot. This is not something new. Like I said, I talk about it often. I've been working on it for a long time. And that just goes to show that we are never really healed. We are simply in a state of perpetual healing. If we are so lucky and so wise to understand that healing is not a destination, it's just a journey that we take. It's a lifelong journey. And lesson learning was a big theme for me this summer. The lesson of patience, the lesson of true faith, and understanding that life is bigger than me, bigger than my ego, bigger than my desires, and bigger than what I want for myself. And most importantly, the lesson of being still. So what in the world does being still really mean? The dictionary definition for still that I was the most drawn to was free from turbulence or commotion, peaceful and calm, but more importantly, free from turbulence or commotion. Those words tell us everything we need to know about being still. Think about when you're on a plane and there's turbulence. It disturbs your smooth ride from point A to point B. Commotion, chaos, like disturbances, being free from that. The fact that the definition starts off with free, come on now, you already know how I feel about freedom and free. The word be is a verb, which means that it's an action word. So to be means to exist, right? So let us just deduce that being still means to exist in a space free from turbulence or commotion. Per the Oxford Dictionary, stillness is the quality of being quiet and not moving. Little did I know, this summer, God's plan was for me to learn this quality. Summer 22, all summer 22. Remember Drake used to say all summer 16? I think it was 16. Well, for all summer 22, God had me focused on learning how to be still. So all summer 22, my golden summer, that is what I have been on. So it just hit me like just right now that, you know, that was God's plan and not mine, which again goes back to like the control thing or the recognition that I'm not really in control, right? And it's really wild to me that as you come out of a challenging period, so many things will be revealed to you in due time, not on you time, right? This summer, I've really tried to set my gaze on living in a space of stillness. Has it been easy? Hell no. Have I figured it out? Hell yeah. Am I still working out some kinks? Hell yeah. But do I have the recipe? Hell yeah. And it all comes back to being comfortable with uncertainty, being okay with not knowing what is next. And when I tell you that life has forced me to understand this process, child, listen. When you don't listen to God, the universe, whatever, when they try to whisper things to you, eventually God is going to bop you upside your head with the message or with the lesson. So take it from me. Just listen when you hear the whispers, because if not, you're going to get bopped upside your head. And who wants that? I know I don't.
Not the nerd.
So let's just be clear about something. Being still can happen anywhere, anytime, any place, anywhere, anytime, any place. You don't have to be in a yoga studio. You don't have to be in a therapy session. You don't have to be on a beach watching waves or sitting on top of a mountain. You can be driving to work. Hell, you can be at work, even in a stressful environment like a school with 6th to 12th graders. You can be in the shower. You can be at the gas station. It's not about where you are or who or what's around you. The stillness is within you. You create the stillness for yourself. And the key is to being intentional about creating the stillness within. To keep your focus or your gaze on what you can control. And it's funny, when we really get down and stanky about what we can control, we learn it's not really much. We aren't really in control of much of anything. Like, it's really just us. It's really just you. You control you. I control me. They control them. I don't control you. You don't control them. They don't control we. It's very simple. And when we really accept that we don't control anyone else, and we really start to truthfully remove the desire to want to control another person and how they navigate their life, you find a newfound sense of freedom. Like, it's real simple. Like, let it go. Stop trying to be in control of everything. And I'm talking to me and to you, like, and real shit. Like, stop trying to be in control of everything. And for me, I don't really try to control people, because like, I'm not really concerned enough about what other people got going on to want to control them. For me, it's about controlling outcomes, my own outcomes in my own life. No, sis, that's not how it works. But some of y'all want to control people. Y'all got to dig deep on that, because like, that's scary. Like, that, mind your business and worry about yourself, because the truth of the matter is that we all got enough shit on our plate to focus on and to control before we even get to going over into somebody else's plate and trying to control their shit. Worry about your own stinking shit, because it's stank. Trust me. So like I said, when you release that desire, you find a new sense of freedom. And freedom is something that is vital when we think about like experiencing true joy, not the fake kind of joy, not the kind for Instagram friends and Facebook or even Twitters or TikTok, the real kind of joy. And creating moments of stillness for yourself can look a lot of different ways. And so I want you to release the notion that, you know, healing or, you know, taking care of your social emotional wellness, your well-being, your mental health, that it has to look a certain way. Like, it has to look the way that it looks on TV, or that it looks on a TV show or on the internet, or it has to fit into a box. That's not how that goes. Creating moments, or just mental health period, like healing. But in this sense, creating moments of stillness for yourself can look a lot of different ways. It could be when you're driving. For me, I do a lot of driving. I drive almost every day and I don't mind it. I really enjoy driving, but not going anywhere in particular, just driving. For me, it was driving with no music or no sounds at all, just driving in complete silence. This was one of the methods that I put into play this summer. I am a hedonist in its true sense, meaning that I love for all of my senses to be stimulated. I do. I like all of my senses to be stimulated. Not necessarily at the same time, but I just like them all to be stimulated. I love music. I love listening to my astrology podcast every morning. I love listening to affirmations when I drive. I love listening to music at all times. I even love listening to like chakra cleansing sounds, or something called solfeggio sounds. Google it, solfeggio, S-O-L-F-E-G-G-I-O sounds, while I drive. But to drive with no sounds at all, that is a major sacrifice for me. And sometimes I do it to get still, to get centered. And I'm always stimulating my aural, A-U-R-A-L, not oral, you nasty freaks.
Jesus.
My aural senses. I mean, constantly. Even to the point where if it's too quiet, sometimes I'll talk to myself, I'll start singing to myself. But I always stimulate my senses related to hearing and sound. Even if I don't have outside sounds, like I said, I'll make my own. So sitting in my moving vehicle and not doing that was difficult for me at first, but I realized that it really, really helps me to just be still. The shower is my all-time favorite place to get still because there's something about the sound of water moving for me that is mildly hypnotizing. I pray in the shower. I talk to myself in the shower. I sing in the shower. And sometimes I'm just completely silent in the shower just so that I can get centered by listening to the shower water running. Some ways that you can start being intentional about creating some stillness in your life is to take some deep, slow breaths. Slow your heart rate down. Focus on the breaths. Almost imagine yourself seeing them like it's wintertime and you're blowing them out. A fun thing I do is imagine that my breaths have glitter in them and I blow them out and then I inhale it back in and then I blow the glitter out again. Don't judge me, please.
On some other stuff.
Focusing on your breath will require you to get present and just be in the moment. No thinking about tomorrow, no thinking about yesterday, just be in the right now moments. Some people like to plan out times for stillness. I prefer to typically just let my intuition guide me. I find that when I allow my intuition to guide me, things just feel more right, if that makes sense. Whenever my spirit tells me it's time to get still, I get still. And my spirit will always let me know. One thing, I'm going to apologize. I just sneezed. I had to pause it and sneeze. So my allergies are bothering me. So if I'm a little sniffly, I don't know the word, but whatever it is, I am apologizing in advance. Another thing that I really love to do is to watch this channel that I have. Y'all know I be telling y'all I don't have like regular TV. I got like streaming services and then like this bootleg. It ain't even bootleg because I really enjoy it. If you have a Samsung TV, you know what I'm talking about. Samsung Premium Plus TV. I watch this channel called Naturescapes and the channel shows beautiful scenery. What is my problem? I'm never going this long without recording ever again because I can't talk anymore. I cannot speak the Queen's English. Ooh, I went there, the Queen. My bad, dog. So, my sniffles. We all know that Queen Elizabeth II, I believe she's the second, passed away. That's it. We're not going to have any moments of silence or anything. I'm not going to say anything ignorant because I don't really have anything ignorant to say. I have some things that I could say. I'm not going to say them, though, because God bless the dead. That's all I'll say, especially the dead ancestors. God bless them. But anyway, moving forward. Back to Naturescapes. So Naturescapes is a channel on Samsung Premium Plus television, and it shows beautiful scenery all across the world. And sometimes you can actually, it'll play the actual sounds too. Sometimes it'll be the music, but it will play the actual sounds. So let's say it's in a jungle. You'll hear the birds chirping, the tree mammals making their tree mammal sounds. You'll hear frogs, you'll hear the wind, you'll hear the river running. Like, it's freaking amazing. If you have access to it, get to it. If not, find something similar to it because it's really helpful for like being present and like kind of focusing on something that is beautiful and amazing and kind of drowning out all the other noise around you. I tend to become so focused on what I'm watching that I am damn near there. It's like I imagine being there and I get lost in my daydream. It's really amazing. It's great. It's kind of like, you know, basically it's like zoning out, I think, you know, some people would call it, but it brings me such peace. So if you have access to it or something similar, check it out. Try it. I work at a school and school is back in, like I said. And when I tell you there's so much goddamn chaos, shout out to my educators that are listening, but there's so much chaos in schools, especially when you work with, I think it's just chaos in schools everywhere, there's just chaos in schools. And some days I can go through the day and just go through the day, but other days I need to step outside and breathe some fresh air. And if I can't get outside in a present moment, then I will just breathe wherever I am. And I will do some breathing techniques to slow down my heart rate and to kind of just center myself. Because sometimes I can get really overwhelmed. Some of y'all have kids, so you know. So just imagine that you are in a building with 875 to 900 children. That can become very overwhelming. So sometimes you got to get your life. You understand what I'm saying? So stillness can be found anywhere. Breathing techniques, they are the way to go for me. Like I said, I breathe and I focus on the breath, and I imagine that it's glitter that I'm inhaling and exhaling. Gold glitter, if you're any of you are wondering what color it is. You probably aren't, but just in case. Stillness can also be found, like I said before, in listening to soft sounds, sound bowls, chanting. Chanting like Buddhist chanting, or the chanting could really be anything you want to say. Soft jazz or instrumental music, they can help you to slow down and almost become hypnotized, especially. And people hear hypnotized and they're like, oh, that's weirdo stuff. Hypnotized really just means that you are really focused and caught up in the moment and in something. And being hypnotized or really getting into the sound, it's the same way. If you've ever been to a concert where you really like the music, sometimes you can feel hypnotized by the drums. I know as a black person, I can get hypnotized by some drums easy, or by a bass. And if y'all think I'm crazy, trust me, I'm not the only person. I know I can't be. Either way, moving forward, those sounds can help you to slow down, like I said, and really focus and be present. Like in a very small space, imagine being inside of a keyhole, and especially if it's a sound that is repeated over and over and over and over and over again. There are also affirmations or words that you could say to yourself to help you find a space of stillness. Saying positive, affirming statements over and over and over to yourself will help you to subconsciously shift your focus to the very words that you are saying. Because whether we want to admit it or not, words are so, so, so very powerful. And that's not a joke. That's some real shit. Like the things that we say out of our mouths, really, like we speak it into the world. So we have to be mindful of the things that we say. Saying negative things and focusing on things that you cannot control, focusing on things that you don't have and what you don't have, is an easy way to create an energy of negativity in your spirit and in your surroundings, like around you. Because basically you're saying it out and then it just kind of dwells around you. Like think of it like negativity and positivity like gas, and you say it out of your mouth. And then it just kind of lingers in your life. Like, be mindful of that shit. Like, real shit. Eventually, that gas, that negative gas, will spill out and it'll end up like sticking on everyone and everything around you. It's no bueno, my friend. We're not trying to do that. And, you know, realistically, I could go on and on and on about ways to create an environment of stillness for yourself. But the truth is, you got to figure it out what works for you. You know, I can give you suggestions. You can Google it. You can go to yoga. You can pray. You can go to therapist. But you really need to figure out what works for you. Practice some shit. Ask yourself, what do I love to do that doesn't entail chaos and turbulence? What can I do, or what do I love to do that brings me a very tranquil feeling? Like a feeling of calmness and extreme relaxation. And then do those things. Just do them. Be still. And then once you get there, listen to what you hear inside of yourself. Like listen, pay attention to how your body responds, your brain responds. Pay attention to how your spirit responds. And that is where most of the answers to our challenges are, within us. We have to remember to return to our center, relax our minds, relax our bodies, calm and still our spirits. Lay down if you have to. Lay down on the ground, lay down on your bed, whatever it takes, whatever it takes.
You motherfuckers got some soul searching to do.
Moving forward, I want to leave you guys with a few tips to help you if you are going through a tough time or a challenging time or facing some obstacles or hurdles. I acknowledge that I was going through a mild depression. Like, I'm not afraid to say that because I'm in therapy. I know that, you know, there are times when I am depressed, period. Like, that's the end of, you know, like, I'm not gonna sit here and play these games. Like, there are times when I'm depressed, period. That's it. You know, it happens to the best of us. It happens to all of us. We all go through it, whether we want to admit it or not. Most of the time we don't want to admit it because we think that it means that we are weak or that we are less than. But what it actually means is that you are a human being. And to pretend that you don't experience it, that's being phony. It's being phony and it's being inauthentic and it's being fake. But however you want to navigate, however you want to do this, that's your business. May God be with you. I want to leave a few tips with you for if you're facing some challenges and some obstacles. And I'm reading these from the book that I have received from my absolutely magnificent therapist that I love so much. I appreciate her. I love her. I pray that God blesses her and covers her and her family. Like, I just love this lady. She has been such a blessing to my life. And yeah, like, she's just like, I have all these wonderful adjectives, but the truth of the matter is that there are no words to really express what her presence in my life means. Or, you know, she's great. I can say all the things to describe her, but I don't really have the words to express truthfully what she has helped me discover about myself. And if I pray everybody has a relationship with their therapist that is as profound as the relationship that I have with my therapist. And part of that is because I think that I came in like that Miley Cyrus song says, I came in like a wrecking ball. I came in like, look, lady, I got a lot of shit that I need to work on. And I really hope that you can help me. And I think those are like a therapist's favorite words, that I want to do the work. And I have been working my ass off for 2.5 years to really just become the best version of myself that I can. And I have to say, I'm really proud of myself. So just God bless my therapist. Like, I don't even want to go there, but God bless.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
But anyway, she gave me this book a while back, and I have gone to this text before. It's called 1000 Plus Little Things Happy Successful People Do Differently. I'm not going to read all of them, just the ones that stick out for me. And this section is 12 Tough Truths That Help You Grow. The first one is, let me read the little section that it says. It says, you can't control everything. Sometimes you just need to relax and have faith that things will work out. Let go a little and let life happen, because sometimes the truths you can't change end up changing you and helping you grow. The first one I want to read is, everything is as it should be. It's crazy how you always end up where you're meant to be, how even the most tragic and stressful situations eventually teach you important lessons that you never dreamed you were going to learn. Remember, often when things are falling apart, they are actually falling into place. Isn't that lovely? Next, often it's not until you are lost that you can begin to find your true self. Making a big life change, hallelujah. Y'all can't believe half the transitions that I'm going through right now, but whatever. Not like transitions, but you know, not that anything is wrong with that, but that's not what sis is over here doing. Making a big life change is pretty scary, but you know what's even scarier? Regret. Vision without action is a daydream, and action without vision is a nightmare. Ishibibiashando. Let's say it one more time, friends. Vision without action is a daydream, and action without vision is a nightmare. Your heart is free. Have the courage to follow it. Next, you have to take care of yourself first. Listen, I say it all the time on this show, and let me tell you something. People will try to make you feel guilty about this shit. People will tell you that you're selfish. People, and there's a difference between being selfish and self-care. Self-care is not selfish. There's a difference between self-love and being self-absorbed and being self-centered. It's a great difference, okay? And you can figure it out for yourself. But some people are just selfish assholes. It's just period. It's just period on that. That's that on that. Some people are selfish. Some people are self-centered, and some people are self-absorbed, but some people just take care of themselves first. People who don't take care of themselves are usually miserable, suffer from anxiety, and can't seem to quite get good footing. Take care of yourself first. That doesn't mean that you don't take care of anybody else. That does not mean that you don't compromise and that you don't sacrifice sometimes, but you better fucking take care of you first. Cause if not, you're going to look up and your cup will be completely empty. And then you're going to be mad at other people cause they done sucked your cup dry. Well, you gave it to them. You dumb. Make sure your cup stays full. And ain't nothing wrong with having a full cup. Okay. Ain't a damn thing wrong with it. And don't let nobody tell you that it is. Anyway, you have to take care of yourself first. Before supporting others, you have to support yourself. Before correcting others, you have to correct yourself. Some of y'all need to hear that again. Before correcting others, you have to correct yourself. Before making others happy, you have to make yourself happy. Some of y'all don't even know what makes you happy because y'all too busy trying to make everybody else happy. I'm reading y'all. I am. It's not selfishness. I didn't even read these before I read them. I just read the first line and chose the ones that I wanted to read. I didn't even know that I was going to end up saying the same thing that was in here. I swear to God, I ain't even lying. It's not selfishness. It's personal development. I love that. It's not selfishness. It's selfishness. It's personal development. Once you balance yourself, you can begin to balance the world around you. Amen. Moving forward. The only thing you can absolutely control is how you react to things out of your control. The only thing that you can absolutely control is how you react to things out of your control. The more you can adapt to the situations in life, the more powerful your highs will be, and the more quickly you'll be able to bounce back from the lows. Put most simply, being at peace means being in a state of complete acceptance of all that is right here and right now. Now, I didn't read y'all on that one. That read me. Okay, so see how that balances out. Sometimes I read y'all. Sometimes I'm going to tell you about yourself and I'm going to get with you. But sometimes this show gets with me. And in this moment, I promise you, I did not read any of these first. I just read the first line, line. This just read the shit out of me for filth. Do you understand me? It read me for filth.
Oh, my God.
Moving forward, the next one is, if you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never have enough. Oh, my Lord. Abundance is not about how much you have. It's how you feel about what you have. When you take things for granted, your happiness fades away. D'accord? If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never have enough. You probably say, why does she always read it again? Because I think y'all fucking need to hear it again. That's why I read it again. So that's why I'm reading it again. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never have enough. Abundance is not about how much you have. It's how you feel about what you have. When you take things for granted, your happiness fades away. And last but not least, let me leave you with this beautiful line or this beautiful text. Everything is going to be all right. Maybe not today, but eventually. There will be times when it seems like everything that could possibly go wrong does. And you might feel like you will be stuck in this rut forever, but you won't. Sometimes it's just a matter of us staying as positive as possible until the sunshine breaks through the clouds again. Amen and ashe. All right. That was good. That was beautiful. It was lovely. It was great. I loved it. It made me excited and it makes me want to read this book more and more. And then I'll put it down and I'll forget about it until I don't know what I'm going to talk about on this show. And then I'll pick it up and I'll be inspired. I'll open it up and I'll know what, you know, my theme is or what I want to talk about. And then I'll find a section that just speaks to me and then boom, there it is. I promise you, I'm going to say it again. I did not read the details. I just read the first few lines because they're numbered. And I said, these are the ones I'm going to select. Anyway, again, friends and kin, welcome back. I'm back. Summer's done. Back to work. It's been a really, really, really interesting 3 weeks back at work. For the second year in a row, I have lost a student that just graduated in June. Let me say this. Nobody tells you when you decide to enter into the world of education. Nobody prepares you for children dying. And is she about to cry? She's not. Get it together, sis. Nobody ever fucking prepares you for children dying. Like they don't prepare you for the trauma at all. Maybe they prepare you if you're a social worker, but they don't prepare you if you're not a social worker or a psychologist or related service provider, somebody who works in mental health services specifically. They don't prepare you for that trauma. They also don't prepare you and they don't really give you the tools needed for navigating vicarious trauma. And vicarious trauma is real. And I'm sure that firefighters, police officers, EMTs, doctors, nurses, drug counselors, like I'm sure that they deal with figuring out how to navigate vicarious trauma, but nobody prepares you for that. And I'm not trying to end on like a negative note at all. I'm not. But for the second year in a row, I have lost a student who literally just graduated less than 90 days ago from high school, his whole future in front of him. And for the second year in a row, one of his friends that also went to my school watched their friend either get their brains blown out or be murdered. And when I tell you that it is a heavy fucking load, excuse all my fucks this episode, but it's a heavy load. And also navigating dealing with everyone around you grieving the same thing, but having to like wear a brave face, like it is heavy, and nobody tells you about that. And this is why I say all the time, go to therapy. Like, just go, because you got, this is the kind of shit you got to talk this shit out. This ain't that you can't yoga this out. You can't run this out. You can't sex it out. You can't crossword puzzle it out. You can't shop it out. You can't dance class it out. You got to get this off of you. You do. And I just pray for all the educators all across the world, especially those of us who work in poverty-stricken environments, high crime environments. I pray for you. I pray your safety. I pray the safety of the students that you encounter every day. I pray their family safety. And I pray that you set up for yourself a mental health care plan, a mental health plan. Well, I mean, for care, because if not, that shit will start to eat you alive. Okay. Anyway, I'm so sorry about that little thing, but I just wanted to get it off of me. And I wanted to just give you a, you know, I'm all about being as transparent as possible. Just give you a little inkling of like some of the stuff that I've been dealing with just the past 3 weeks since school started. Like, it's just been a lot. But you know what? God is good. And one of the things that I read is that everything is as it should be. That is one of my favorite sayings. Everything is as it should be. Even if it doesn't make sense to us, we don't understand, because I don't understand why a mother had to lose her 19-year-old son. I don't. But I am not God. I am not the creator. I am not the divine creator. I am not the one who created all of us, and the sun and the stars and the moon and the water and the sand. I'm not. So who am I to question any of those things? Everything is as it should be. And that's really it. That's it. Again, like I said, friends and kin, welcome back. Let's get this work. I'm back. I'm back and I'm better. I hope that you are as happy to be back in the game with me as I am to be back in the game with you. And I will see you very soon. I love y'all. And I'm not even making that up. I do. I love y'all. So let's go ahead and get into the straight facts segment for today's episode. And I'm just going to go ahead and just jump into it. Hi, Mimi. So I live a pretty plain life. Don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining. My life isn't bad in any way, but it is just so plain. I go to work, I come home, rinse and repeat. One day just rolls into the next day, like watching the same episode of a network TV crime drama over and over and over. My weekends are consumed with running errands and streaming television shows. I do find time to exercise regularly and spend time with family and friends, but I feel like I need more. I feel like something is missing. How do I give my life some flair? Side note, whenever I read the word flair, I think of Gucci Mane and Gucci Mane La Flair, or however he says that. Anyway, how do I give my life some flair, inject some new colors into my days and into my nights, and start painting outside of my everyday lines? Girl, please help me get myself together. Jada of Cincinnati, Ohio. So, Jada, it's really simple. It's not simple, but it kind of is. Like, what do you want to do? I mean, the simplicity behind it is getting with yourself. Like, you know, you need to get with yourself. Like, girl, what do you want to do? What is going to bring you happiness? And maybe it's going to take for you to do some digging, like I talked about earlier, and uprooting some typical systems in your life to really figure out what is it that Jada loves? Like, what do you love, Jada? What do you love to do? Do you like hiking? Because if you like hiking, maybe you should start going hiking. And guess what? Ask some of your family and your friends to go with you. But if you really want to figure out how to add some colors and some new colors, as you said, you must be an artist or something, because Lord of mercy, this was very colorful, this email. But you want to inject some new colors into your days and nights? Spend some time by yourself doing the things that you love to do, and just get still with it. Do the things that you love to do alone. And if it makes you uncomfortable, do it anyway. Because if it's uncomfortable, that means it's working. It's kind of like when you were growing up, if you're a black girl and you grew up in the 80s and maybe even the early 90s, it's the same concept of using Noxzema. You put the Noxzema on your face and the shit be tingling and you think to yourself, oh, it's burning. That must mean it's working good. It is. That's exactly what it is. If it's uncomfortable, then it's working right. If it's uncomfortable, then maybe it's doing what it's supposed to do. It's how it's supposed to be, as Omarion says. I'm learning that Omarion is a bit of a jerk, but side note, like let's not debrief too much. I mean, not debrief. Let's not veer off the track too much. Excuse me. I didn't mean debrief. But spend some time with you. Figure out what it is that you like. Do more things than just rinsing and repeating, you know? Do more things. Get some suggestions. Join some groups. Hey, what's it called? Frick. I can't even think about it right now. There are like groups you can join. A friend of mine, he actually belongs to like a few of these groups. They're groups you can join. They're online communities, and you join them, and like they send you events all the time, like local events, and you go to the events. You can meet new people, but you also get to do things that you like with other people that also like those things. Another thing you can do is check out Eventbrite. Go to Eventbrite, put in your city, and just start doing some things with yourself until you figure out what you really like. Nobody is responsible for, and I don't think that you feel this way, Jada, but just remember, nobody's responsible for, you know, injecting the new colors into your days and nights, but you. So make it a priority for you. You deserve, sis. Like, you deserve nothing but all of the goodness that the world has for you. So go out and get it, because nobody's going to, it's not going to show up at your door. It's not going to show up in your email unless you sign up for the newsletter. So get to getting, girl, and have some fun. Like, have some fun. Take your drawers out your butt, like get the wedgie out your butt and let loose and have a good time. Nobody's going to judge you. And if they do, they can kiss your ass after you get your wedgie out. For today's We Got to Do Better segment, I went to one of my patron saints. I have, that I can think of initially, three patron saints. That would be Queen Mother Harriet Tubman, Queen Auntie Frida Kahlo, and Queen Auntie Zora Neale Hurston. Those are my patron saints. And Harriet Tubman is Queen Mother. That's it and that's all. And the quote for today's We Got to Do Better is, like I say, from Queen Mother Harriet Tubman. And it is, every great dream begins with a dreamer. Just so you know, that's my favorite part. And I wanted to only use that part, but you know what? I don't want to cut her quote off any more than it's already been cut off, because it might touch someone else in a different way than it has affected me. So, as I said, the quote is, every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars, to change the world. That's it. I don't need to explain that, because you guys are really smart people, so I don't have to do that. But I would have loved to hear her say that. I would have.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Anyway, let that sit in your bones, especially the part that says every great dream begins with a dreamer. We're all dreamers. Friends and kin, I want to thank God first because, well, God is what? God is supreme, and I recognize and appreciate the grace that God extends to my black ass every single day of my life. I am grateful for me, for all of the hard work, for the consistency, for the determination, for the desire to never, ever, ever be stuck again. For dreaming big and not being bound by the limitations of my fears, nor anybody else's fears, because showing gratitude for yourself, for myself, is a form of self-care. And here at Hand Me My Purse, the podcast, we are all about self-care. I am thankful for my family, for my friends and kin, my supporters, and of course, most importantly, every single one of you out there listening, even if this is the only show that you have ever listened to and will ever listen to, I am grateful for you. I love you guys so much, and I mean it. I'm not saying that shit because it's cute. I really mean it. And it is an honor, an absolute honor, to share my time and my energy with you, especially if you keep coming back to spend time with me. Like, I love y'all in a different way, the ones that keep coming back. And I know who you are. And let me just give a little shout out. I don't actually know who you are, but let me give a shout out. to some places. I want to give a shout out to Germany. Frankfurt, Germany. I see you, boo. I see you. Brazil, I see you. The United States, of course, the United States holds me down. Okay, it's no question. Baltimore City, I see you. Los Angeles, I see you. Compton, I see you. Bay Area, I see you. I just want y'all to know, I see y'all. Canada, Toronto, Saskatchewan. Listen, your girl be getting her mans up in Canada. Thank you. I see you. And I want you to know that the fact that you keep coming back to listen, that means a lot. Atlanta, Houston, Colorado, like Ohio, North Carolina. North Carolina, come on and raise up. Take your shirt off. Twist it around your head, spinning like a helicopter. Sorry. Oh, boy. I'm sorry. But I'm really, really grateful. And I'm grateful to those, like I said, who listen once. But if you keep coming back to listen, listen. That's a different kind. Tampa. Listen, I see y'all. I see y'all. Don't think that I don't, because I checks. I know where my listeners are. The UK, South Africa. South Africa holds me down. And to whoever has been listening in Hong Kong consistently for the past 10 episodes, thank you, boo. I see you. I appreciate you. Seoul, Korea, I see you too. Thank you. I look forward to the next time that we get to do this. And I'm glad to be back in the saddle. Like, I took that little break and it was much needed because I, you know, I had a lot going on, but I'm glad to be back in the game. Now, before you exit out of whatever streaming service you're using to listen to this, I want you to stop what you're doing. And if you haven't already done so, look for the subscribe or follow button and click on it. It's very simple. If that is an option on the streaming service where you are listening. Okay. Then I want you to get over to Instagram and follow me at HandMeMyPurse_podcast. You can also follow me on the Twitters. I've been much more active recently on the Twitter. Over the summer, I got a lot more active on the Twitters at HMMP_podcast. Again, at Twitter is at HMMP_podcast. And on Facebook, just search Hand Me My Purse Podcast. Also, please take a few minutes to leave a review of the show if you can. Send me a DM on Instagram or Twitter, comment under a post on Facebook, or take the traditional route and leave an actual formal review on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. I would truly appreciate it. Hearing from you guys really warms my heart, and it literally makes me smile in that moment. So remember, subscribe and or follow the show so that you're the first to know when I drop a new episode, which is typically the 1st and the 15th of every month. Also, but that could change at any given time. Also, follow Hand Me My Purse, the podcast, on social media. Rate and review the show and tell your friends and your kin about the show. Show notes will always be available at handmemypurse.buzzsprout.com, and I highly suggest you get into the habit of reading said show notes because they have all the links to all of the things that I talk about on the show. Also, just an FYI, the opening and closing music is provided by none other than West Baltimore's own Gloomy Tunes. And if you didn't know, Gloomy Tunes are two young men that make up a production team, and they graduated from the school where I work. So they're really dope. I'm telling you, they're dope because they made all my music, and I'm very grateful for that. Shout out to Gloomy Tunes. Shout out to West Baltimore. Please submit your questions for the Straight Facts segment to hello@handmemypurse.com, or feel free to just send me a DM on the Instagrams or on the Twitters. Who knows? Your question may be featured on an upcoming show. Oh yeah, and just a quick FYI.
You can expect a brand new episode of Hand Me My Purse, the podcast, on the 1st and 15th of every single month. So the same way you expected those checks on the 1st and the 15th, early in the morning, you already know your girl is going to have you covered on those days, again, the 1st and 15th of every month, on your podcast streaming services such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer for my international friends and kin, and anywhere else you may even think that you can find it. Or you can just go straight to my Buzzsprout website and find it there. I look forward to you looking forward to listening. And I'm out of business.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.